This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NBC announced that they will use AI to recreate Al Michaels' voice for custom recaps during the 2024 Olympics. I heard one of the custom recaps, and that's what I said before, that we're getting closer and closer to Terminator land. Pat, we're... machines and AI is going to take over.
I saw this.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like I hope Al's getting paid.
Oh, he should get paid.
He's getting paid.
A lot.
The recaps, I would imagine, are very easy because they can just type it and the thing will say it. I don't know how, if we get to a world where like AI machines are calling live games, that, I don't think we're there yet, man. This is like a recap. This is like, hey, this is what happened. We're telling this machine to say it.
This is a trial run.
It is a trial run, but you have to be able to see, process. Like,
I don't want that to happen because that's RIP. My dreams and your job.
Yeah, that's everybody's going to be out of a job.
So this is my fundamental problem with that. And I'm going to get on my soapbox here. Why are human beings trying to extinct human beings? Why are we trying to, like... rid the world of jobs and livelihoods because we want to have fun with machines. What's going to end up happening is the damn things are going to turn on us.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Terminator.
Start shooting us down and chasing us down and beating the living hell out of us.
Yes.
And that is like, don't play with fire now. So you could be all smart in a lab and get this thing going. But next thing you know, that thing's going to pop up, bust through the glass, and start beating you.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think that we've learned from movies like The Terminator, like Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park, you know.
New Jurassic Park coming out.
I know. So, yeah, that's going to be. I love Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yes.
I mean.
I'll tell you one thing, though, from one perspective, because I'm a Star Wars fan. I did think it was cool that they were going to recreate. Oh, what's his name now? James Earl Jones. That's
yes.
it.
For the voice of Darth Vader.
Which I think that's useful because he's not going to be able to speak like Darth Vader forever. So if you create that and you're trying to write more Star Wars movies with more characters.
Yeah, okay, movies are one thing, Callis.
I know. No, that's what I'm saying. Well, there's a line where I think that there is a use for it. Sports and commentating and real world scenarios where these mistakes and these impromptu things happen. I agree. That's where I draw the line. Creativity and art is one thing. This kind of
robot umps. Are you for it or against it?
No, I'm for that too.
Well, that's kind of the same realm, right?
Because when you're officiating, if you have a system that is designed to interpret the rules as close to as they are as possible, you're creating the most neutral field of play for the players competing. Now, if you have artificial intelligence competing, there's no point. You're not really deciding who's better. You're deciding which machines are better. And there's a place for machines being better at things, but not in the competition of sports. I don't think you take away the fun of that.
Human error is a part of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm all for intermittent reviewable pitches, reviewable, penalty calls, reviewable, sideline catches. I'm all for it. Not to the point that it's gotten to, which is every time. I'm all for O'Neal Cruz throwing a ball to first base and it being thrown 114 miles per hour. I'm all for that. It's useful, sometimes ridiculously unuseful, but it's interesting information. I'm not for let's just make this stuff robotic, where it's 100% right all the time.
Right.
Because
I'm not for the robo-umps. I do think there should be a way for the strike zone to be called a certain way. It doesn't necessarily have to be robots.
No,
I mean,
not
I guess
robot.
If we're going to that extreme.
You're talking about you got an earpiece in or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's still an element of that an umpire, this better than us. There's an umpire's got to manage a game.
Yeah.
They got to manage. They got to manage, you know, managers. They got to manage the players. They got to manage everything. So, like, yes, if there was, you know, some sort of glasses they could wear, that like it was green if it was a strike, right, and red if it was. I'm sure they can do that. Sure, you can wear glasses down golf that can read putts for you, that shows you slope and percentages. I'm sure they can do that with baseball.
Yeah.
Cool. We're assisting humankind. We're advancing the human condition. If we start messing with, like, making robot soldiers and Navy SEALs and stuff.
No.
Star Wars, you got the droids.
I'm
dude,
just saying.
That scares the hell out of me, man.
We're close. I mean, we're not as close as I'm portraying right now, but we're not too we're not far away.
We already got drones in the Air Force so that pilots don't actually have to fly.
Assisting humans. We start having drone pilots that fly fighter jets
that are manned by the artificial intelligence. Not just
next thing
so
you
drones.
Know, things heading towards something and just doubles back.
I love how we got to this point off of Al Michaels.
Yeah, but that's you. I mean, you took it to the robot world, yep, like Terminator stuff, and you know, at that point, my blood pressure increases. I start to get concerned, and I start worrying about my kids.
Right.
Like, seriously.
I mean, all joking aside, if like this goes well, like we will be out of a job. I mean, well, at least the next generation will be out of a job, because especially like calling games.
Okay, so we just took.
You don't have to pay as much money.
I disagree with you, though.
You do on the front end, but not on the back end.
I disagree with you, though, because like right now, we're at a point where they're able to harness Al Michaels' voice, and like they've done in video games for years now.
Yep.
Where they're able to make, which I think
Herbstreit,
is crazy.
Yes.
Herbstreit can like. He knows which player makes which cut on which play.
Yes.
They've got the algorithm figured out so well. Now you can do that on live television with a recap of the Olympics. We just took that and turned it into a spontaneous discussion about the end of our existence as human beings. Can robots have that type of off-the-cuff conversation on the air right now? Like we,
Absolutely. Yeah.
You think so?
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't
you sick person?
Well, why wouldn't they, Pat? You just said in video games. I mean, they could tell you which angle and you know what
Pat, I'm not saying I like it better. I'm just saying that's reality that we're in right now. They had artificial intelligence play Jeopardy. Remember a few years ago, what was that thing called?
Oh, yeah.
The IT machine. I forget the name they called it, but yeah, it was playing Jeopardy.
This is starting my day off on a miserable foot.
So it's just the artificial intelligence saying, I mean, maybe they're not going off the cuff, but like they hear one thing and they could come up with like 100 different subjects to like go off on a tangent
into.
It's
like a ChatGPT.
It's possibilities. It's all about that possibility. Like, what do I know?
So three robots are interacting in a conversational way.
For sure.
It could definitely happen.
For sure.
And it's possible. I'm not saying I would like it or that it's certain, but it's possible.
Do people want to tune in?
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have a choice if that's the direction it's going.
What if they, I mean, from radio
station.
Hey,
we're the human radio station.
Yes, we're the
human. You can listen to the AI radio station, turn over to 93.7.AI.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know how that's kind of scary to think about on radio, too. We could just get replaced here in a couple years and... You just, hey, we got these new personalities on the air. You drop some caricatures.
Yeah.
Spack, you just hear Spack the voices. And Craig are driving down the road right now like, well, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
People would be like, why did the camera, you know, go away? Why did the live stream go away? But, like, here's just voices and you just.
Look at these guys planning their own death on the air right now.
I mean, it's the truth.
They could tweet to people on their own. You could link a Twitter account or an X account with
the
personalities.
We got to shut him off because he's just building the case.
He has a great case.
You bring it up, it's possible.
He's doing this at Bethel Park right now. Now the media department.
Could artificial intelligence be as real as me right now about artificial intelligence?
That's what he's kind of saying, right? That's what you're saying.
I don't know what to think anymore. I'm sad.
Why couldn't it be, though, if they're programmed?
I would love to see a debate between an AI robot and Crowley.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd be
shaking so bad of walking in the room to sit across the table.
Can you see him just like...
How many mistakes he makes, how many things he just misinterprets.
He just like... He would just start throwing words out to see if he could get the robot to like glitch. And then all of a sudden, Crowley would just... I could see him. You know how his mouth moves a little bit?
Yeah.
He just...
Why are you moving your mouth, Adam?
He's just like... And all of a sudden, he'd just be like, all right, I'm done.
I'm done.